Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
The average American feels insecure 5 times a day.
That's it?
That's it. Insecure 5 times a day. So I think when you guys have talked about dealing with anxiety before, I have a weird definition of it, or I don't really quite understand it. Because, Kristen, you say that you deal with anxiety.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, and I take medication every day to combat it.
Okay, that's for sure anxiety. Mo, what is the definition of anxiety, and do you think you suffer from it?
For me, it's when I worry about things that could happen or may happen, and they haven't even happened yet, or they may not ever happen, but yet I'm still sitting there worrying about it and overthinking it to the point where I can't focus on what's in front of me.
Okay, so those are anxious moments, but you wouldn't say that you're in the same category of anxiety as Kristen, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's two different definitions. I mean, you can, I think before anybody goes up on stage just to do a speech or something like that, yeah, you're going to have some anxiety, you're going to be anxious. So you have those feelings, and then you also have the mental health disease, anxiety that you deal with. And so those are two, they're the same word. Different definitions.
Abby.
Yeah, so I was actually in therapy for anxiety when I was a kid, and it's something that I've learned to manage now, because for me, anxiety has always been a physical response. Like, I'll just always have this low-grade jitteriness or, like, anxiety about things that could happen. I always joke that I live in worst-case scenario land, and that's because I tend to catastrophize, and that's how anxiety manifests in my life, where I always think the worst-case scenario is going to happen.
So have you been diagnosed with anxiety?
Yes.
You have.
And actually, I wasn't, my parents wouldn't let me go on medication when I was younger. So it was always something I had to deal with through cognitive behavioral therapy.
Cass?
For me, it manifests as intrusive thoughts, primarily, like really life or death situations. Kind of like Mo, I would say. More, I'm worrying about the what ifs. So I don't have the same symptoms as like Kristen has detailed in the past and talked about. But it's really like, I think mine's related, stemming from OCD. So it's, I have to check the oven 3 to 4 times before I go to bed to make sure everything's off, unplug all the outlets. And if I don't, I kind of get seized up and I can't stop ruminating on the what ifs, and then literally playing out, if there's a house fire, exactly what is going to happen in graphic detail. That's what my anxiety looks like.
So, and see, I ruminated not on the what ifs, but the what had happened. So something would happen and I would replay that scenario in my head over and over again in different ways that that it could have been handled. And I would just, like, I would ruminate it to death.
And even knowing logically that you can't change that. So when you ruminate about it, is it beating yourself up, or is it, okay, this is never going to happen again because I just learned from that?
I was beating yourself up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get really curious about anxiety and the difference between being diagnosed with having anxiety and just being nervous a couple of times per day.
Well, yeah, those are two very
totally different things, mm-hmm. right? Because when you come in and you talk about how anxiety can really be
debilitating.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just had anxiety over that word. that I thought at least it would be interesting to me to keep a log for 24 hours on the things that are making us anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Or
if my Lexapro is working, hopefully my list won't be very long.
These are the things that most people find anxiety in every day, which, you know, speaking in front of a large group of people, 40% of people say they have those kind of insecurities, which I get. Not being properly prepared, 34%. Mm-hmm. Starting a new job, I can understand how people are having anxious feelings about that. People are also on edge about trying a new dating app, or if they were the last ones to walk into a meeting, they get anxious about that also. So if we were going to keep a log for 24 hours of how many times we feel anxious or insecure in that, how many times do you think you feel that?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to guess 15. If I had to put a number to it, I'm going to guess that I'll have 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have asked me a couple years ago, I probably would have been up there. I would have said maybe 10 to 15. But nowadays, probably 5.
So if you're saying 10 or 15, that's 1 an hour.
Yeah.
You're feeling insecure or anxious 1 an hour.
I'm feeling insecure right now.
Cass.
Yeah, I think, again, same as Mo, actually. Like, if you had asked me a year or two ago, it would have been way up there. But now I think it's a few times. I know when mine are triggered. So that's that. I could probably boil it down to that.
So how many would you predict for that?
Around 5.
5. How many pens are you going to need?
No, but that's the thing. Like, I've been working on this, so it would be a disservice to all the work I've done by getting on medication, by doing my, you know, first it was therapy, and then it was yoga, and then it was like the medication was the last ditch effort. And like your parents, Abby, my husband, really didn't want to go down the, you know, medicinal route, just because you hear these horror stories of like it makes you a zombie or you're a shell of the person. And I had those fears, like I'm supposed to come on here and like have energy and be exuberant, and I'm like, I'm going to take this medication and I am going to literally be a shell of the person I was. Turns out it was the exact opposite. I had more clarity. I had more creativity. I wasn't bogged down in the BS and focusing. Rather, I was focusing on what was important. So it was a game changer for me. So hopefully with everything I've been doing and working on, maintaining, I'm still doing my therapy, still doing my medication. I've slacked on the yoga lately, but I had norovirus. I would hope I could get away with 5.
Okay. Are we down to do this for the next 24 hours? Every time we feel anxious or nervous, we write it down. We come in tomorrow with exactly how many and what made us nervous.
Okay.
Unless that's giving you guys anxiety. And
well, this is going to be number one on the list. For sure.
You can write the first one down already.
The Burt Show.